Salute pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. Thank you for your many blessings. Please be with us, lead, guide, direct us as we conduct the business of the town. Hope everything that we do tonight is pleasing in your eye. All this I ask in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all get started. I don't know what everything going on. If y'all haven't had a chance to look at the previous minutes, look over them.
Make a motion we approve the previous.
Got a motion from Joe. Second from Melissa. Lisa.
Aye.
Joe.
Aye.
Aye.
I guess we'll need a motion to pay the bills if y'all looked over the expenditures.
I'll make a motion with that.
Got a motion.
Second.
Second from Joe. Joe.
Aye.
Got no old business. So y'all heard Miss Waddell give her speech, but that's going to be something we'll talk about whenever the budget meeting is in next week or the week, whatever day it is. Y'all know when it is. So nothing to vote on that. Y'all heard Mike's audit report. We just need a motion to accept the audit.
I make a motion to accept it.
I got a motion.
Second.
Aye.
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 All right. So we've been working on this other project for about 2 years. So it's been a long time coming. So I'm going to leave Chad the floor, and we got a resolution. I don't know what all. You just go right ahead.
All right. This is concerning a portion of Bristow Gap Road. The Sheriff's Department put up a training facility a couple of years back, or I don't know exactly when it opened, but a lot of people using that portion of Bristow Gap Road. So the mayor and Commissioner Shaw and others about 2 years ago started on it's not wide enough for the county to take it in as a county road, but it was going to require a lot more work than the town of Leesburg was willing to put into it to make it a passable road for the amount of traffic that was going to be coming. Well, traffic's coming from all over the United States. It's a state-of-the-art facility where people are coming for training purposes. So all the owners of that abut this portion of the road have agreed to petition the town to vacate that so it's no longer a town street. It will be owned by the owners. One of the owners is Cherokee County Commission. So they will be a part owner of it. And then eventually the next plan is, it doesn't concern the town, is those owners are gonna deed it to the county, and the county's gonna deed back just the right to use the ingress and egress. It's set tonight for public to hear and understand. It's not gonna affect the public at all. Bristow Gap Road will still be a road that will loop all the way around like it has been. It's not closed off. It's actually eventually going to be a better road than it is now because the county's going to put some money into it to help maintain it and fix it up some. So it's really 2 years worth of work and worry and getting paperwork signed correctly, but it's a no-lose situation for sure for the town. Just deeding over a portion of that road that will no longer be a town street. What is required at this point, it took a lot to get to this point, but now we're ready for the council to execute a resolution. Then we have a notice that has to be signed by the mayor. This notice has to run, and I'll get it to Susan, but the notice has to run one time in the Cherokee Post Herald. Not four times like a lot of things. This is just a one-time notice that says the resolution was done by the council. And then the next thing is an actual deed that if you sign the resolution, it allows the mayor to sign the deed, deeding over this portion to the abutting landowners. So does anybody have any questions about why we're doing this or why it's taking so long? why it took so long. You had five different landowners, and some were really confused at first, like, I'm not signing that. Why would I give up my land? It's like, no, that's not really what it is. And then we had one group that thought they had sent in their form, but they didn't.
One group lived in North Carolina.
And then a couple lived in North Carolina, and they were confused at first. And then they said they sent it, but I didn't get it. You know, a month turns into 3 months, and every time I saw Commissioner Shaw, he was like, would you hurry up? It's not me. Yeah, not me. I'm waiting on other people. But so that's been the delay. It's something that now we're glad to have off our plate as a town.
Yes.
The county commission's glad. The sheriff's department's been fussing, too, to get this done ASAP. So I think it's ready to be done.
Yeah, I'm looking. Anybody got any more questions? You need to read the resolution, or we just need to, I mean, that? If you ain't got to, you don't have to.
I'll read the portion except the legal description.
Okay, yeah, if I don't.
Whereas Leanne Pearson, Virginia Ruth Pearson Eubanks, Faith Pearson, MKA Properties LLC, Northeast Alabama Water, Sewer, and Fire Protection District, Paul E. Fowler, Donna Carol Hudgens Fowler, and Cherokee County, Alabama, are all owners of the property abutting upon the following described road, which is a portion of Bristow Gap Road. And then the resolution has the actual legal description of the road, the portion of the road we're talking about. Whereas the aforesaid owners have executed a petition to vacate portion of Bristow Gap Road, which said petition is properly executed and acknowledged. Whereas the Town Council of Leesburg scheduled and held a public hearing on this petition on August 3rd, 2026 at 5 p.m., having advertised the same according to Alabama law. And whereas it appears that the vacation will not deprive other property owners of such rights as they may have to convenient and reasonable means of ingress and egress to and from their property, an appropriate notice has been given as provided by law, and the vacation of said portion of the roadways in the best interest of the public. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Town Council of the Town of Leesburg, Alabama, as follows. That the Town Council of Leesburg assents to the vacation and annulment of the above described portion of Bristow Gap Road, and the same is hereby declared to be vacated and annulled, such road vacation being in the best interest of the public. The Town Council of Leesburg determines and declares that convenient means of ingress and egress to and from their property is afforded to all property owners of property who are entitled to such. A copy of this resolution shall be filed and recorded in the office of the Judge of Probate of Cherokee County, Alabama. That Brandy Pierce, Mayor of the Town of Leesburg, execute and deliver to Leanne Pearson, Virginia Ruth Pearson Eubanks, Faith Pearson, MKA Properties, LLC, Northeast Alabama Water, Sewer, and Fire Protection District, Paul E. Fowler, Donna Carol Hudgens Fowler, in Cherokee County, Alabama, a quitclaim deed by which the Town of Leesburg shall remise, release, and quitclaim unto the petitioners whatever right, title, and interest the Town of Leesburg has in said portion of the vacated road, with such conveyance intending to convey to the grantees their respective interest in the vacated roadway as set forth by the laws of the State of Alabama. Notice that this action of the Council shall be published once in the Cherokee Post Herald, which is a newspaper of general circulation in this county.
Any questions before we move forward? Anybody? All right. Need a motion to accept resolution 2026-1.
Make a motion.
Need a
second.
Aye.
All right. You can we sign all of them now or wait till the
meeting? But we'll need all three of these signed.
Are you waiting or you need to go?
I'm going to wait.
Okay, I'll sign them. It won't take just, yeah, and I'll do it all.
Resolutions are by everybody.
Okay.
The other two are just by you.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that, and we won't get it all mixed up. All right, so we're done with that one. So y'all heard the story about the four poles. $457 is the price as of Thursday. So maybe that's still off.
I I'll make a motion that we pay for the...
I got a motion from Lisa. Got a second from Joe. Jim?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. So sewer grant, when we applied for the sewer, when Adam did a cost estimate, was a cost estimate. Once we got everything done, the bores went over, the pipe went under. We had two or three hiccups, like cutting some roads down on Elm, Sunset, and one more road. And once we made all that right, we really didn't know our other portion to finish the grant is $32,312. And that'll be in full. That's our last, and it'll be fine. But that's what we owe for the final to close it out.
Make a motion to approve the payment.
Got a motion from Keith.
Second.
Second from Melissa.
Aye.
Aye.
So we've done this once before. It's been several years, but the state does this, or who? So it's a resolution 2026-02. It's to award a one-time longevity bonus to retirees at an estimated cost to the town of $977. That's what it would cost us. So, and that's about all. We did it, I think it was about 7 years ago. I don't remember when it was. It might have been
about 3 or 4 years ago.
Was it? I don't remember. So it's come up, and that's what they're asking.
On average, what a piece. I'm just kidding.
Nine, so it's four divided into Terrell Laney, Jennifer, James. Right, James Pruitt, was he one of them? It's three or four.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I make a motion that we pay that increase.
Second.
Aye.
I think it's four. I'd have to look and make sure, but I think that's right.
James is here.
All right. Y'all heard Mike. We have to approve the sustainability plan. Like I say, it cost us $1,600, and Lab prepared it, and it's already done. So I need a motion to accept.
Make a motion.
Second.
Lisa.
Aye.
Don't let Jimmy have one, please.
The what?
If anybody's been by the park, if not, I got a picture of it. But the 250 celebration mural has been painted down on the wall. And we're planning a 250 dedication ceremony for the mural Saturday, August the 31st at 9:30. The 29th. It's Saturday morning. We're going to incorporate it in with a farmer's market. We're going to give the kids popsicles. We got some inflatables, and Savannah J is going to do 3 or 4 hours of music. I've talked to her, and I don't remember the times I told her, but I think I told her 9 to 12, but I might have told her 8 to 12. But anyway, but it's going to be during the farmer's market. So inflatables, popsicles, some music, and whatever else. But I guess we need to prove some money for, I'd say, $1,000. The mural's paid for through a grant, so it's already been taken care of. So, but to get what we're going to do for the kids, the inflatables and all that.
Make a motion we approve a $1,000 budget for it.
Second.
And Melissa. Please.
Aye.
I'm going to hit my remarks real quick. The sewer project is done. They did a final inspection where we just did our final pay request. So we're waiting until all that's closed out, and we'll start tying people on maybe within the next 3 or 4 weeks. I said that last time, but I didn't realize the last pay request was going to take as long as it did. So we're trying to get it sewed up with that. So maybe pretty quick we'll have people on. Leesburg Days, the 12th, Saturday from 9 to 2 at the Fire Hall Pavilion Park. Gospel singing will be Thursday night. Newground. be doing it. Budget meeting Wednesday, August the 12th at 5 o'clock in here. Trunk or treat, I guess, did we decide, we talked about it, trunk or treat Saturday is Halloween, and I think you won't be interfering. You might have a college game or something, but you won't be dealing with high school games and all that. So, let's see. Saturday's good with me. It's on Halloween night.
Sounds good to me.
Y'all good with it? It'll be at the Landing Pavilion down there, and we'll have the hayride and everything we've always done. So, what time we normally do it? By slash time, I did it. Y'all don't ask. 5 to 9.
5 to 8.
That's fine. And if it carries over, it'll just last over.
We had an extra hour last
time. Yeah. 5 to 8's fine. Any of y'all got anything?
I don't.
Tanner, y'all didn't. I don't guess you didn't even know you was coming. I called you, did you? So you good. Y'all got anything? I'll make a motion we adjourn. No, somebody make a motion we adjourn. I was thinking about Chad. Well, then we'll sign all these papers for him.
Make a motion to adjourn.
After we sign this paper.
Go ahead and adjourn. We can sign these papers. I got a second. Yeah, I was thinking.